All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 1 in the 2015-16 elementary class of history at our house. Wow, the school year is already upon us. I hope that you have had a wonderful summer, and I hope you are now excited to get back into a new year of studies. This year at History at Our House, we are going to be focusing on ancient history. And so we are going to begin today with, as you can see on the screen here, it says Lecture 1, and I'm usually going to put a title up there so you can kind of get a clue as to what we're going to be talking about. And the title of today's lecture is perhaps a little bit curious or non-obvious. Patrick said to me, hey, that's a strange title. So the title of today's lecture is, Where Am I? And so it's a simple kind of a question in a way, right? But hopefully by the end of today, you will have reason to think of that question in a new way. And what we're going to be talking about quite a bit this week, in fact, is how history helps us to answer that question. So there's kind of the clue as to why I used that title for today's lecture. This is a history class, of course. And so you might start pondering the question of how does history answer the question, or how might you expect history as a subject to help you answer the question, where am I? Before we get into that, though, I think the way to start answering this question is just with the easy, obvious types of answers that we would come up with. So let's go ahead and do that. Easy questions to start. Now, everybody who's a veteran of History at Our House knows that Mr. Powell's favorite thing is to ask questions. So in this program, we, especially in the live class, of course, you have a role to play here, and that is to take advantage of having a teacher by asking the teacher lots of questions. So that's my favorite thing, in fact, is when students ask me questions. But in the absence of questions coming from students, you will notice that I will fill the class with questions coming from me. So I'm going to start off today with just a very open-ended question, and which is, where are you? And I'm going to go ahead and let you answer that in any way that you want to. I know that Gabriel here today has an exciting answer to that question, and certainly from my perspective, it's an exciting answer. But just go ahead and answer that question however you want to. Whatever comes to mind. Where are you? All right, so let's try Henry and Wyatt. Go ahead, guys.
This is Henry.
Yes, Henry.
I am in... The universe.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That is a much bigger answer than I was expecting for starters. I thought maybe Henry you would tell me, I'm in my living room. Okay. That would be more what I was expecting to hear. But Henry, that's a great answer. So you're obviously on your way to some very interesting thoughts. Let's see what other people can come up with here. Patrick, go ahead.
I'm on planet Earth.
Oh my gosh, okay. I think you came up with that answer also because you were seeing something ahead of time, so you got an idea planted in your head. But Gabriel might have an answer to the question, where are you? And do you know why I'm excited about what you might answer to that question, Gabriel? Because you are in kind of a special place. What would be your answer? Anchorage, Alaska. Okay, now what is so exciting about that is that, Gabriel, you are officially my first live student in the History at Our House program from Alaska. So that means now you have done something exciting for me. You make it possible for me to say, I have had a live student of History at Our House in every American time zone. And I mean everyone, because I have had live students that have had to wake up for History at Our House even earlier than you. I had a live student in Hawaii one time. So he sure had to get up early for class. All right, so yeah, that's such a cool answer. So Gabriel is in Alaska. That's just so neat. So, all right, so I'm so happy to have you here in that regard. Okay, so any other answers? I know this isn't the most exciting question you've been asked lately, but hopefully what we're going to see here is where this leads us. It's, as I said, it's a seemingly simple question or a deceptively simple question, and you can answer it in simple ways, but of course Henry said, I'm in the universe, so that is quite an answer, right? So Wyatt, what about you?
I am in the galaxy in America, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, in my house, in my living room.
All right, wow, I see. So you were zooming in there for us, right? You were starting way out wide. And then you came closer and closer and closer, right? So that was a neat answer, because you showed us that we can think of how to answer this in a lot of different ways. And that's part of what today's class is about, is learning to answer a question like this, or to think of a question like this in different ways, and to notice how that this is actually an interesting thing that we can do. And then, once we get interested in it, then, now some of you have done some philosophy lectures with me, that if we notice that something is interesting, we can pay closer attention to it, and we can take it seriously and really get the most out of it if we really pay close attention to it. That's called mindfulness. So if we're mindful of the things that oftentimes we take for granted, then we can get a lot of benefits from that that are not obvious unless we stop and think about them. And as we're going to see, that's exactly the deal with history. We are here this year to study history. And it's very sad for me to report to you that most people don't think that history is interesting. Most people, your parents probably grew up thinking that history was boring. I'll confess to you that I grew up thinking it was boring. I didn't think history was interesting. And it had a lot to do with the way that we were taught it, and in particular that we were not taught to view history as an answer to the question of where we are. In other words, to think of history as an answer that helps us to understand our lives, the world that we live in, where we are, and what kind of place it is, and what should we do about it, and so on. So having good answers to this question, where am I, is a surprisingly important thing to do. And so let's just take a look at how we might answer this question. We've already had such interesting, exciting answers to this question here. And here, of course, is one that Patrick gave us. I'm just going to give you a visual now, because in our classes, what I can do is I can share my computer screen with you, and you can then see certain things that I want you to look at. Okay? And so here we go. I'm going to share my screen with you. And if we were going to answer the question, where am I? This is quite an exciting way to answer it, isn't it? Wow, this is such a beautiful photograph of Patrick. Patrick's answer was, I am on planet Earth, right? But more than that, right, we are here as Wyatt was saying, in America, and that's what's pictured on this photograph. And This photograph is something that NASA creates. And so, you know, people can literally take pictures of the Earth from space. And it's this spectacularly beautiful, right? And so if this is part of our answer to where we are, does that affect maybe your life to be able to think of this, to be able to see this? How does it change your life at all, if at all, to be able to think of where you are this way? See, here is Julia right there. Here I am over here. Patrick. Mrs. Powell. All right, that's one way of thinking about it. But what about thinking about where we are like this? What is this? Does anybody know what this famous photograph is called? Because it has a name. This is a very famous photograph that NASA has created. These, they call them the blue marble. Ah, Julia knew the answer. Julia knew the answer. Raise your hand, Julia. I much prefer audible answers to chatted answers. So yeah, you can go ahead and say it. Practice. Go ahead.
Blue marble.
Yeah, it's the blue marble. What does that mean to you, Julia? The blue marble. Why do they call it that?
Because the Earth is mostly blue and it's round like a marble.
Yeah, okay. That's true. That's one way of looking at it. What else? Again, we're talking today about ways of looking at things. Ways of answering questions. Yeah, it certainly does look like a blue marble. What else do you notice about the blue marble, though? What is this? What is the rest of this stuff over here? Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to bring the bottom menu up there. But, you know, what's all around the blue marble? Patrick?
Black stuff like the distance, space with stars.
Yeah, right, space, right? The Earth is this little blue marble floating in space. It is an amazing thing to ponder. We live on a marble, as some of you were saying, in the galaxy, in the universe, right? And it's this vast, vast place. It's exciting to think of living on the blue marble in many ways. Is it different to think about life on the blue marble than it is to just think, okay, I live on Henderson Avenue. I live on, right? I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. How does it, what, if you think about living on the blue marble, how's that different? What's different about living on the blue marble? I'll show you one of the exciting things that you can think about that has to do with life on the blue marble. This is one of the most exciting things going on right now. What are human beings going to do soon? If you didn't know already. What are they going to do soon? Patrick?
Journey to Mars.
Yeah, it's right there on the NASA poster, right? Human beings are going to journey to Mars. They are going to go to another marble, the red planet. It's smaller, it's very far away, it's very cold there, it's further away from the sun. Just a spectacular, amazing place. And human beings have sent robot landers there that are currently surveying the surface and everything. And astronauts and scientists are making plans to go there. It's an amazing thing to think about where we are and the answer is, instead of just, oh, I'm in my house or I'm in my living room. Nothing wrong with that answer. And it's true, right? But it's an amazing thing to be able to understand that we live on the blue marble. Right? Because when you think that way, then you can imagine doing this. Right? Human beings have done this already. Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is? Rosetta?
It's the man on the moon.
Yeah, right. This is astronaut Buzz Aldrin, I believe, standing on the moon. So human beings have left the blue marble and gone to the little gray marble next door, and spent time there and done amazing things. Yeah, absolutely spectacular. If you are on the other side of the moon, this is what you can see, the blue marble from even further away. Right? Spectacular. So yeah, it's amazing to live on the blue marble, to think about life in that way. Now, let me show you a different way of thinking about life, just to get you to understand what my message is today about different ways of thinking about where you are. Eventually, we're going to find out, well, what does history have to say about it? Here is a different way of thinking about where you are. Whoa, very different. What is this? Does anybody recognize what culture would have produced this answer to the question, where are we? Where are we? Gabriel?
Egypt.
Yeah, ancient Egypt. The ancient Egyptians, if I had a history at our house class on the Nile 5,000 years ago, I would have been sitting with my Egyptian students and I would have had this on my laptop. Ha ha, just kidding. Right? They didn't have laptops. But I would have had this picture or something and I would have been a teacher and I would have said, okay, where are you? To my students. And they would have said, well, here we are. Right? This is how they would have answered it. Let me just go ahead and get these little tools that I have that are called annotating tools. See if I can, right here, this is Gabriel in ancient Egypt. And I believe this is Julia over here. And here's Patrick over here. So there you guys are in ancient Egypt, right? And your answer to the question, where am I, is I am here. Okay. Right? These are the little people here, right? And some animals and stuff like that. Okay. But what is the answer to the question? How did the Egyptians think of the place where they were? What does this answer tell us? For instance, look at this amazing thing here. What is this shape? This big arch, which now I have to get rid of. There we go. Okay. Rosetta, what's this big shape here?
It's basically a human. It's just like more stretched out in a way.
Yeah, right. It seems like a human shape. Okay, right. A really large, long human shape. Right, okay. But not really, right? What would this imaginatively portrayed giant human being, really? What did the Egyptians think? Right? What did they believe was the world that they lived in? Julia?
Maybe it was a god?
Yeah, right. This is one of their gods, and they had so many different names at different times. I'm not going to pretend to know exactly which one this was, right? But there was a god kind of supporting or protecting the world, and holding up the heavens over here. These are the stars, right? Just like in a child's drawing, right? And so here you are, right? If I had asked you, where are you? Well, you would say that I'm living in the world. This is kind of what Henry's answer was. I'm in the universe. Well, the Egyptians would have said the same thing. Right? Henry would have said, I'm in the universe. But what he meant by that was this. He's inside of Egypt, which is protected by the gods, and there's this big wild universe outside of this protection. Now, I want you to notice something about that answer and what that answer, how important your answer is. Right? If you have a blue marble answer, or if you have a different kind of answer, if you have this sort of answer that says that this is the universe, well, what's your life going to be like? Remember what I said about the blue marble answer and how interesting it is? Right? What does the blue marble answer allow you to do? What kind of dreams do you have if you have a blue marble answer about where you are? You can have dreams about journeying to Mars. Right? And take it seriously and go there and build spaceships. If this is your answer to the question, where am I? Now what? What if this is your world? A giant God over top of you, looking down like this over you. That's a very different answer. How did the Egyptians live? Did they leave the blue marble? Did they know that you could do that? Did they imagine that it was possible? Rosetta?
No.
No.
They didn't.
Right? What did you have to do? What are the Egyptians famous for building? And we'll talk about that. How would you live your life if this is where you are?
They were famous for building pyramids.
Yeah, building pyramids, right? Building special structures to connect with the gods that are at over their world looking down upon them, and they must live in a special way, and, well, there's different levels. We don't know what it all means exactly. People have learned how to read these ancient Egyptian writings, but basically, the answer to the question, where am I, is an important question. Okay, it's going to affect how you decide to live. Okay, so now, but it's not just about the answer to the question, where am I? There's a lot of different ways to answer it, as we'll see. There's a lot of right ways to answer, there's a lot of wrong ways to answer it. But what we're going to learn about history is that, okay, history is going to help us to have a certain answer to where we are. But there's another really important thing for us to think about in connection to where am I. Okay, it's not just about whether or not we're getting it right. Maybe we would say that the Egyptians were wrong about where they were quite exactly, and that this would be a more correct way of looking at it. Right? But it's not just about answering the question where we are. There's something else to it. There's the question of how do we think about where we are? How do we think about it? Okay, there's the answer that we have. There's a lot of different answers. For instance, there's the answer, I am in Minneapolis. Okay, that could be true for Henry and Wyatt, or Gabriel would say, I am in Alaska, right? That's true. Okay, but a very important thing when we answer that question is also, how do we think about that? Okay, what do I mean by how do you think about it? It's not just about just whether or not you have a certain answer or not, but how you think about something. I know this is maybe, again, it's a question that can have a lot of different kinds of answers to it. But would you agree with me when I say that sometimes it's not whether or not you are right or wrong, but about what's more important is how you think about something? What do you think about that? Is that true? Patrick is looking confused about that question. Not whether or not you are right or wrong about something, but about how you look at it. How you think about it. What do you think? Is that true? Can you think of an example where that is true? Let's say, I'll give you a simple answer. Simple example. Let's say I ask you the question, what is 7 times 9? Now, some of you here might be able to quickly answer that question. Now, is the most important thing, whether or not you can get the answer or not. This is something that your math teacher has to teach you. What is the most important thing? What do you have to learn when you're doing math? The answer to every question? Or what is the real thing that you have to learn? What if Julia? I think Julia's getting my point.
How to answer it?
Yeah, right. There you go. How to answer it, right? What is the method of multiplication? Right? What does it mean to multiply numbers and how to get to the answer? Right? Okay. So again, we have answers to the question, where are we? But as important as our answers to where we are answers to the question, how do we know that? How can we learn about this? We are about to embark on a year of studies of history. History is going to tell us some answers about where we are. Okay? So part of the answer, for instance, that history has to explain to us is, what does it mean to say we are in the United States? That's a very interesting answer, and it's not necessarily as simple as some people think it is. And part of the answer has to do, of course, history has to tell us, well, it's the year 2015. That's another interesting part of the answer. Again, that's an answer. But what history is about, especially, is about how to think of that. So we're going to try to get to kind of a blue marble perspective about where we are by learning history, by getting further and further back and looking at where we are and seeing as much of it as we can see and understanding as much of the world as we can and looking at it in a certain way. We're going to be looking at it by studying the past. And that past tells us something about the world we live in too. Okay, so that's going to be our goal this year. And before we leave for today, I have a little bit of a challenge for you. Okay, to get you kind of in the right mindset for tomorrow's class. I want you to see if you can think of what the different subjects that you study, what they tell you about where you are. Get the question? Okay. You study a lot of different subjects, right? What are some of the subjects? Math, sciences of some sort. What are other ones? History, we're going to study together, right? What else do we study? Nobody knows what they're going to be studying this year? Gabriel, what else are you going to study?
Language arts,
good answer. Okay, Gabriel, Rosetta, what were you going to say?
Geography,
okay, good answer. Okay, right? So, now you've got a whole bunch of subjects there to think about. What do those subjects tell you about where you are? We don't have time for an answer to get to for now, but I want you to think, see if you can answer that question. What does geography tell me about where I am? Well, that's a pretty obvious one. That's the easiest one. If you want to start with geography, that will certainly help you. But here's another interesting question, right? What does, say, vocabulary help me to know about where I am? That's a good, challenging question. How about, what does literature, I hope you study some literature too, read some books and some stories, right? What does that tell me about the world that I live in? What does that tell me about where I am? I'm a person and I'm growing up and I'm learning things. What is literature teaching me? Or what is science teaching me? And so on. And then tomorrow I'm going to answer the question, what is history going to tell us? Why bother learning about history? It's going to tell us something else about this amazing place where we are. And when we know that, and when we learn to look at that question in a certain way, we can understand the world that we live in. That's the goal. To learn about the world in a whole new way. To learn more about the world, to get excited about it, to find a new perspective. Because new perspectives means being able to do things that, well, people that don't know those things can't do. If you're stuck with the wrong perspective, well, you're going to be stuck in a certain kind of place. If you get the right kind of perspective, wow, the things you can do, the things you know how to do or will be able to do, or just imagine doing and be inspired to try. That's what we're here to do, to learn, to look at the world in all new ways, in all kinds of wonderful new ways, and we're going to use history to do that too. Okay, folks, that is it for today. So, we'll see what you guys can come up with. You don't have to email me your answer, but if you want to come up with an email answer, what does one particular subject teach me about where I am or the world that I live in? Please do. I'd be happy to hear it. Or you can just answer tomorrow. You can raise your hand and tell me, well, Mr. Powell, I thought of a way that spelling helps me to know where I am. Okay, we'll see what happens. See what kind of original answer you can come up with. What are the things that I'm learning in my homeschool, and how do they help me to know more about where I am? Okay, folks, that's going to be it for today. Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Powell.